There used to be someone that said Highland Park needed one chaotic service for every season. So this was our chaotic service for Lent. But what a beautiful day. We entered the sanctuary this year, as we do every year on Palm Sunday. And I watched as I saw the children enjoy leading us around the sanctuary, waving the palms. And then I see some of you walking into the sanctuary, waving their palms. You know who you are. And others who just held their palms. And then just a moment ago, I saw one of our adults waving it during the middle of the service. Thank you, honey. But we don't really get excited about it, do we? Do we? What do we get excited about anymore? Sure, we get excited about, special trips, famous people, going somewhere new and different. But what do we get excited about? And especially, what do we get excited about in church? Certainly, waving palms in church is not something that we do every Sunday. So it is at least something that we do different. Do we feel silly? I hope not. We certainly don't have a difficult time going to ball games and yelling at the top of our lungs or going to different events or concerts and cheering and singing and acting silly. But we just don't get excited at church much anymore, do we? I'm not sure if the people in Jerusalem were really excited that day about Jesus, or excited about the potential of Jesus, or just excited that there was something different happening, or if they were excited because something was happening on this side of town that was different than what was going on the other side of town. Some theologians believe that Jesus entered Jerusalem on one side of town while Pilate entered on the other. Pilate on his huge horse with his entourage and fanfare, and Jesus entering on a small colt with people gathering around. But at that moment, at that time, people were exciting and they were waving their palms and they were cheering, Hosanna! When do we turn our voices to God and yell, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Would you do it now? Would you join together and say, Hosanna? Hosanna! Now, can you do it with even a lot more excitement and wave your palms and say, Hosanna! If we get nothing else out of this service today except this, I hope we can all be inspired to proclaim those words in our lives. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That is what should guide our lives. These two families came today to say, we want our precious little boys to know that. To know, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's fitting to me that here, as Jesus is preparing to enter into Jerusalem, knowing that this is the beginning of the end, knowing that shortly he will be arrested, knowing that one of his own disciples will betray him, knowing that another will deny him, knowing that many of the very people that are cheering his name in a very short time will be yelling, crucify him. I loved that Jesus asked two of the disciples to go and borrow a donkey. I'm not sure why that is such an important part of this story, but Mark makes it a rather large part of the story. Only 11 verses, and 8 of them are dedicated to the borrowing of this donkey. I suppose it's fitting, because if we think about it, Jesus spent his entire life borrowing. He was born in a borrowed stable. He was laid in a borrowed manger. He traveled staying in people's homes, never having a place of his own. He borrowed a room for his last meal. He was crucified on a borrowed cross, and he was buried in a borrowed tomb. It's significant to me that Jesus depended on others in this world for everything. And we, in turn, depend on him. I wish we knew which two disciples he sent. I know it seems like such a small task, but is there really a small task when it comes to Jesus? Wouldn't you have loved to have been able to be the one to say, you know, I'm the one Jesus sent to get the donkey? I don't know. Maybe it would have been more prestigious to, I don't know, be the one that got to do all the planning for the Last Supper, or maybe even to be the one who betrayed Jesus or denied Jesus. At least then your name gets put in the Bible. But knowing that you play an important role in the plan, even if no one knows your name, is an amazing thing. And you know that the one who matters knows. I think that's something else that we tend to overlook these days. In addition to the Hosanna, we forget that we have a role to play in the plan. Sometimes we think if we're not called to travel halfway across the world to do mission work, then we're not really being called. We're not doing important enough work. We're not part of God's plan. But some of us need to be donkey borrowers. Some of us need to be food pantry workers. Some of us need to be food servers. Some of us need to sit on boards and help with logistics. Some people need to be out there with the people making a difference. Some people need to be involved in making policy that affects change. There are no small jobs in God's work in this world. Even the smallest, mundane, everyday task can be a place where God can show up and speak to us. Or better yet, speak to others. I had such a wonderful time here yesterday, watching so many people here at this church spring cleaning. Many church members, also scouts who came to help. And I watched people doing some of the most simple tasks, like cleaning the pews you're sitting on right now, cleaning the carpets and the altar, painting, cleaning light fixtures, scrubbing. As I was driving home, all I could think about was how those people were showing love for each and every one of us, because they loved this church, because they loved God. They were giving up their time and their energy to make this place sparkle. And then I thought about everyone sitting around the tables and laughing and telling their stories and just enjoying being around one another, eating sandwiches that some of our people made, and chips, and feeling like it was the most amazing meal we'd had. God showed up yesterday in this place, in the most simplest of activities. When we put our hands and our hearts to work for good, that's when we encounter God. Martin Luther King said, "If a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets even as Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will pause to say, 'Here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well.'" We're called. It's our church saying. We say it with ease, but we don't always really believe it because we want to be called to something bigger. Jesus could have been the king riding on the big horse who defeated the Romans and sat on the throne, but that wasn't what he was sent to us to be. Sometimes we need to be okay being the donkey fetcher. We need to recognize that at times we are to be the palm wavers, those who gather in hope. But there are times when we're going to lose our way, and we will be the one at times who betrays or denies Jesus. There will be times when we don't do what we know we're called to do. Times when we desert Jesus, when we don't walk that journey to the cross. There are times when we declare God's love, yet we deny Jesus a place in our own lives. The good news is that Jesus knows this. And he mounts that donkey and he rides into our lives and through our lives and right into the hands of those who force him to carry a cross. Why? Because his love for us continues always. So as we remember today, as we wave our palms and say Hosanna, may we also recognize our role in sharing the good news. May we covenant to walk that road to the cross together with Jesus, having that amazing ability to know what happens on the other side of the cross. But may we journey to the cross with Jesus. I've said it every week. It's very difficult to come to Easter on Sunday morning if we haven't traveled to the cross with Jesus. Palm Sunday was an amazing day of rejoicing, but the week began to darken. And so as we leave this place today, as we do every year, I invite you to take an old nail. They're in a basket in the back of the sanctuary. I invite you to take that nail and carry it with you this week as you journey to the cross. We'll come back together on Thursday evening where we'll have a Seder meal together. Will we gather much like Jesus did as he gathered in the upper room? And we'll celebrate Passover meal together. And Friday night, we will come back here and we will mourn Jesus' death on the cross. So carry this nail with you, bring it back on Friday to place it at the foot of the cross and to say, "I stand with Jesus," saying, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."